Tomorrow night, the new musical Scotland PA begins previews at the Laura Pels Theatre in New York City, produced and commissioned by the Roundabout Theatre Company. Based on the 2001 film of the same name, written and directed by Billy Morissette, Scotland PA is inspired by Shakespeare's Macbeth, though instead of being a Scottish general, this Mac is an American burger joint employee in 1975. Mac and his wife Pat make a plan to improve their lives in a darkly comic musical directed by Lonnie Price. Scotland PA features a book by Michael Mitnick and music and lyrics by Adam Guan, and they join us now. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
I am fortunate in my job on this show to get to talk to a lot of musical theater creators about shows, so I have some idea of how long this kind of thing can take from idea to staging. How long have you guys been working on Scotland PA?
I was introduced to Michael, I would say, about 5 or 6 years ago, and we were introduced by the Roundabout. I had a commission to write a musical and knew that I wanted to find a book writer to collaborate with, and Michael was one of three blind dates that the Roundabout set me up on. and that, I believe, was in 2013 or 2014. And after meeting and chatting for a number of months, we sort of landed on this idea that Michael had to possibly adapt the movie Scotland PA into a musical. And we went and got the rights for the adaptation in 2014. So that's really when we started working on the piece in earnest.
Michael, tell me more about your idea, the inception of the idea to adapt the film into a stage musical.
When I first saw Scotland PA, I was in high school. It was a 2001 movie with some prominent actors that people would know, Maura Tierney and Christopher Walken. And it was the story of Macbeth told on top of a fast food restaurant in 1975, where two disgruntled employees that are married to each other decide to off the boss and create a fast food empire. And it always struck me as something very dark and interesting, and it reminded me of some of the musicals that I loved, like in the world of, you know, Little Shop or Sweeney Todd or something like that. And when I sat down with Adam all those years later, and he said, "Do you have any ideas?" And that was the only idea that I had in my head. And so we got a copy of the DVD. Adam watched it. Thank goodness he liked it, and the Roundabout did. And then we got the rights, and we were off.
What do you have to do to get the rights, or do people, other people help you with that kind of thing?
Usually you inquire with the movie studio to see if they control the rights or who has it. And in the case of Scotland, they directed us and our agents as well to Billy Morissette, who wrote and directed the original film. And in the past, it's sometimes been difficult with the writers of underlying material, but Billy has been an absolute pleasure and fan of the show and a resource. So when we find ourselves getting lost, he generally shows up and has the right idea.
It is based on, the movie is based on Macbeth, which means that, of course, the musical is based on the movie and Macbeth. How much knowledge?
It's harder to get to Shakespeare's agent. It really gets those underlying rights. They keep lots of people in between us. So we got there.
How much does knowledge of the Scottish play matter to creating the musical that you're making now?
It's interesting. It's sort of a double-edged sword. As we were adapting the movie into a stage play, we obviously changed a number of things and went back to the original Shakespeare play a lot to see what we could mine from the source of the source. But at the same time, we really wanted to build a musical that we felt you could watch without having seen either the Shakespeare play or the movie, something that stands on its own. Mm-hmm. So I think there are lots and lots of fun Easter eggs for people who are aficionados of the Shakespeare. But hopefully, even without that, you have a good time with the story.
You mentioned the film is set in the 70s. Is the musical still set in the 70s? And does the timing, the era that the show takes place in, matter to the story you're telling?
Yeah, the musical is set in 1975, which is the same year that the film was set. And initially, just my sort of gut reaction to that time period was about the sound of the music.
Mm-hmm.
It was really it's a really exciting palette to draw from. Pop and rock music from that era is really theatrical and really interesting and really melodic. And it was exciting to me to be able to dive into that flavor and that style and bring it into a more contemporary musical theater milieu. And I think something that we discovered as we developed the show and kept digging deeper into the story and the characters is that, you know, it's a story about ambition and greed and the abuse of power. And there's a lot of stuff going on in that period in the 70s that I think really informs the story, not only aesthetically, but thematically as well.
How do you go from a blind date and conversations to finding a way to work together to create the piece?
That's a great question.
I think it's about finding the right rhythm, because Adam is also a book writer, and he's one of the rare songwriters in New York who writes both music and lyrics. I wanted to sort of see how he liked to work. And it was just very open. And so we started with an outline, talking about the scenes and the moments from the film that we were interested in maybe exploring for the adaptation. And then from there, I'd write a little scene, and I would overwrite it at the end and turn it into a monologue and then give it to Adam and say, I don't know if there's anything in this. Sometimes he would take a sentence, sometimes he would take nothing, and expand that moment into something that moves the plot forward or moves the characters forward in these incredible, tuneful, and smart songs.
And Adam, from your perspective, how did you figure out how to work with Michael?
I feel like we found our rhythm pretty easily. I should mention that Michael is also a songwriter in the same way that our roles, we've sort of taken on each other's roles on other projects. So we both sort of speak the same language, and it's been a very free-flowing collaboration in that way. I'm always seeking out Michael's feedback on songs in the same way that he's seeking out my feedback on scenes. In that way, it's been sort of a very seamless collaboration. And I've really enjoyed it. Something I think is important in musical collaborations is creating a holistic world, you know, where the scenes, the characters in the scenes feel like they're the same characters that are singing songs once the music kicks in. And I feel like Michael and I have been able to do that in a really fun, easy way, because we just spend a lot of time going back and forth.
Previews begin on September 14th at the Laura Pels. As we're speaking, we're talking to each other about a week before that. Where are you in production right now?
We recently located the theater, so it took us some time to find the physical building. They flipped around all the lights so that they were shining in the correct direction.
The production is directed by the fantastic Lonnie Price. How long has he been attached and working on this with you, and what is it like to collaborate with him?
Lonnie came on pretty early in the process. I would say much earlier than a director's come on board for other projects of mine. I think we maybe had half of a first draft written when we sent it to Lonnie to see if he'd be interested in directing. And Michael and I had both known and worked a little bit with Lonnie in capacities that hadn't been production. I think Michael had done a few readings and workshops with Lonnie, and I had known Lonnie through his concert directing work. So Lonnie came on pretty early in the process and was really invaluable, I think, in helping to shape what has become the production. Something that I think a gift that he gave us early in the process, both practically and as a sort of shot of confidence as we were writing, was to
really give us his director's vision from the beginning of how the show would look and feel in a physical production. So often I think writers of new musicals get a little trapped in writing toward stage readings or workshops, because those are the steps that you have to sort of, the milestones you have to hit before you can reach a physical production. And Lonnie really pushed us to imagine the show on stage from the very beginning, and I think you can see the results of that now that we finally have reached production.
Scotland, PA begins previews tomorrow off-Broadway at the Laura Pels Theater in New York City. Book by Michael Mitnick and music and lyrics by Adam Guan. Their bios and links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Scotland, PA is produced and commissioned by the Roundabout Theater Company. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.